This is the Friday, December 10th edition of the Daily Wager Podcast. We'll set you up in about 10 minutes. Of course, it's Mike Clay and Anita Mark, so we go a little over everything you need to know heading into this weekend's slate of games.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to the Daily Wager Podcast, presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. As always, we look back before we look forward. Week 13, we went 10-8. Okay, nothing to write home about, but still, you listen, we had more wins than we did have losses, Mike, that's for sure. So we're 180 correct out of 313 on the season. So we're sitting at 58%. And again, in our industry, we know if you're anywhere between 56 and 58%, you're winning people money. So, and that's what we strive to do here. Right, Mike?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's getting tougher this time of year too. I mean, our pool of bets is a little smaller, actually a lot smaller. There's been a lot of questions with players on the COVID list and injuries. It's been kind of overtaking the league. So our pool of bets has been smaller, and we're not just going to force them, right? We're not just going to come out here and just give you anything just so you have things to bet. We want the best possible bet. So with the smaller pool means fewer options, but we're still hitting at a positive rate, and that's what matters.
All right, let's kick it off with the game that I think everybody, to me, I think it's the best. I think you can argue Arizona and the Rams, but to me, it's the Bills and the Tampa Bay Bucks. That 4 o'clock game, few prop bets. I don't have a side here. I'm going strictly, if you read our column, which of course hits every Friday afternoon on ESPN.com, the chalk site. I don't have a side in this matchup, but I've got a slew of prop bets. First and foremost, Tom Brady, brace yourself, Mike. I'm going under 303 and a half passing yards for Tom Brady. This Bills defense, much different than the defenses that he has faced the last few weeks. He's been sitting back there baking s'mores for the holidays. Listen, this is a Buffalo team. They get after the quarterback with a 30% pressure rate. And quarterbacks are only averaging 60% completion percentage. So I think this number is really inflated in regard to, I think, the kind of game that Brady is about to face against that Bills defense. I do believe that they're going to rely on the rushing attack, which they have. And Fournette has been the guy. So I like over 55 and a half rushing yards for Fournette. Also, Josh Allen, I believe he's going to tuck it and run quite a bit in this matchup. I've got him over 32 and a half rushing yards. And last but not least, Mike Evans, anytime touchdown at plus 117. As we know, Tre'Davious White is out. Dane Jackson more than likely is going to get that matchup. And let's be honest, there's not a DB on the Bills defense that even, I think they all come up to Mike Evans' belly button. So I do believe that Mike Evans scores a touchdown this week. What do you have in this game?
Yeah, so by the way, quick note on Brady there. Yeah, the Bills have not allowed a 300-yard passer this season. So if Brady gets to this line, that's going to be the first one of the year. So interesting one to watch for sure. Mine is Chris Godwin under 7.5 catches. Now, part of this is a little gamesmanship here, right? So 7.5 catches. You know, that means you have to get to 8, obviously. That's a big number.
That's a lot. It is.
And in fact, believe it or not, Anita, I was on this last night we're taping this on Friday. I was on this with Justin Jefferson, and it may not have seemed like it if you watch that game, but he did go under the mark again, because it is such a high mark to hit. Now check this out. I look back at this season, and there have been 21 props this high, 7.5 at Caesars this season. 16 have gone under. And of those 21, 12 times my projection was below the line, 11 of those 12 went under. So again, I'm under on Chris Godwin here. His line is 7.5. I think he falls short. You know, I know he had 15 catches last week. It was a very easy matchup. We knew it was a plus matchup going in, but that's only the fourth time he's done it. And he's only done it 6 times in 28 games since Tom Brady joined Tampa Bay. It's just too low of a hit rate. History says this is a high bar to hit. And they're playing Buffalo, to your point, even without Tre'Davious White. I mean, that's not going to affect Chris Godwin. He plays in the slot anyway, so that doesn't really mean much. He's going to see Taron Johnson, who's terrific. The Bills have allowed the fewest pass completions in the league this season, and then only two receivers, two, have caught eight passes against them in a single game this season. I'm at 6.3, well below this line. I like this one a lot.
I like that. The Raiders and the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, I'm going to you and I are on different sides of one prop bet, and I want you to sell me on not betting it. So I'm going to save it for last. But first and foremost, let's go with Pringle. He definitely has become the second wide receiver of choice in regard to target share and in routes run in that Kansas City wide receiving course. I like over 23 and a half receiving yards. I think this number is quite low. I think for sure he will reach that. And also, I have Hunter Renfrow over receptions. That number has not hit yet. I know the over receiving yards has, and you have a prop bet there. But for some reason, I don't know, you know, like I like his over receptions. If there's somewhere around, you know, I would imagine like 5.5, I'll take the over. He's just been a target monster. The chemistry between him and Derek Carr has been pretty significant. But again, that number has not hit yet. My line of demarcation is 5.5. We'll see where it does come out. But I know that you like the over in receiving yards. We'll get to that in a second. But the one prop bet that we differ on is Josh Jacobs over 95.5 rushing and receiving yards. You can get that at minus 105. I'm on the over. Mike is on the under. I just feel with Kenyon Drake and Jalen Richard out, I think that he's just going to be it in that backfield. And I think he's going to get a ton of volume. Kansas City's defense has been playing really well as of late. I think Derek Carr is going to be looking to get the ball out early. I think he's going to be looking Josh Jacobs' way. So that's why I'm on the over, but I'm going to give you the mic, Mike Clay, and I want you to convince me otherwise.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to be able to for two reasons. First of all, when I wrote this initially, I wasn't sure on Jalen Richard playing or not. If he does play, I like it more. If he doesn't, which it doesn't seem like he's going to, it appears it was a positive test. So I don't think he's going to. So I don't feel as good about it. Also, the line's going down right now. It's closer to 89, 90 in that range. And again, I don't feel as strong about it. But the reason essentially is, you know, last week he had 13 carries and a career high 9 targets, right? So when anytime a player hits a career high in a category, you generally expect it to come back to earth a little bit, right? That's almost always what happens. And even in that scenario, he was short of this line. He had 90 yards. That's the line we're talking about, is 94.5. So that was my initial thought process. I mean, he has 95 scrimmage yards only twice this season. And one of those, he was right on 95. So he's generally been well below this line or close to it. And if you go back even to the beginning of last season, you know, he's gotten to 95 yards in only 7 of his last 25 games. But again, to your point, you know, if Richard is out and joins Gert Drake, which seems to be the case, it's going to be tougher because Jacobs could play a pretty substantial role here. Peyton Barber will be a factor, but it's a close call now. So some variables have changed a little bit. So I wouldn't bet the over. I wouldn't go that way, but I would perhaps stay away from this one. So that's my thoughts on Jacobs.
Really quick before you move on to Hunter Renfrow, you know, there's been some talk in regard to, you know, with Gruden gone, for whatever reason, Gruden was in love with Peyton Barber. So that's another thing with Gruden gone, you know, if even though Peyton Barber is on the roster, that there's folks, because he's gone, are expecting Jacobs to get really the lion's share of all the touches. So, and if that line is moving down, let me ask you this, how low does that line need to go for you to bet it?
To bet the over? I would say, let's see, it's around 89 right now. Man, with Richard out, my projection will probably come in around 86 to 80, 88, probably in that range. So okay. I'm probably not betting this one unless it fell pretty substantially.
Just curious. Okay. Give us your Hunter Renfrow.
Yeah. So check this out on, you and I are both on Daily Wager Sunday mornings, and I had hit 9 straight best bets, right? I was on a hot streak and I took an under on Darren Waller a couple weeks ago, missed it, ended my streak. Then I got back on track 2 weeks ago with a Baker Mayfield prop. So I'm all right here. We'll start another streak. And what happened, Anita? I took another Raiders under last week with Hunter Renfrow and I lost again. So maybe I should stay away from the Raiders best bets going forward, but I do still have a Renfrow under on the books, under 68.5 receiving yards. look, again, we're in another situation where I'm fading career highs, right? He hit a career high in targets and receptions last week and had 102 yards. That's what it took to lose that best bet. I got it wrong, fine. But, you know, he's gotten to 100 yards in two straight games after doing so in only two of his first 39 games. And his targets are not up massively. Like I just mentioned, he had a career high 10 targets. But, you know, he's been in that vicinity. He has 7-plus in eight of his first 10 games, right? So he got to that mark. I get it. His air yards are up quite a bit, but he's caught 89% of his targets over the last two games, right? He's had to hit these extremes in order to – these unsustainable extremes, I should say, in order to pull off what he does the past couple of weeks. So I'm essentially expecting him to come back to earth a little bit. You know, he's playing at a ceiling the last couple of weeks. I think he comes down a little bit. This is his highest prop of the season too, as well, which is something else I like to fade. And they're playing the Chiefs, of course. I mean, they've allowed the ninth fewest yards to receivers this season. In fact, they played in week 10. He only had 46 yards on seven catches in that game. So again, my projection kind of close here, but I do like the under.
Let's take a look at the Baltimore Ravens in the Cleveland Browns game. I do like the Lamar Jackson over 63.5 rushing yards. Listen, I'm the biggest Lamar Jackson fan. When he was coming out of college, I said that he was going to be the best quarterback. I was thrilled when the Ravens traded back into the bottom of the first round and drafted him. And I love the offense that they put around him. But Mike, there's something wrong with this passing offense. I mean, it's sloppy. It's ugly. He's throwing interceptions. I think they're going to have to, you know, ground and pound it. So I like the over 63.5 rushing yards against a blitz happy Browns defense for sure. Also keep an eye on the active inactive list for the wide receiving core for the Cleveland Browns. I know for sure prior to us taping this, I know that Bryant has already been ruled out because of the ankle. Looks like Njoku potentially might be out as well. If that's the case, you've got Jarvis Landry. Look at these pedestrian numbers, Mike, over and under 4.5 receptions, over under 56.5 receiving yards. So if Njoku is out, I like the over on that. And also I'm going to keep an eye on the Donovan Peoples-Jones and the Austin Hooper prop bets as well, because it doesn't look like, and I know that the Cleveland Browns are a run first team and Hunt is back. So it's Hunt, you know, in that backfield with that 1-2 punch, I get that, but you know, you got to pass the ball sometime and you need a warm body. And there's not many for Baker Mayfield right now. So as of right now, the prop bets that are out are Jarvis Landry over under 4.5, over under 56.5. I'm taking the over in those, but I'm going to keep a close eye on the active inactive list on Sunday for Njoku and see if any prop bets with DPJ or Austin Hooper are what's the word I'm looking for? Interesting.
Yeah, intriguing, right?
Tempting is the word I was looking for, Mike. Tempting.
There you go. And they should tempt you with the way the Ravens have played against perimeter receivers this season, receivers in general, not to mention they're down Humphrey and Marcus Peters now. It's a mess in that secondary. So I'm with you. I'm on Peoples-Jones in fantasy this week. So like that. I have a few in this game as well. I like Devontae Freeman on the other side. You talked about Lamar Jackson running the ball. How about Freeman over 12.5 carries at plus money? Look, he's gotten to 13 carries in three straight games and four of his last five. And one of those games was 16 carries against these same Browns back in week 12. A running back has reached 13 carries in nine of Cleveland's 12 games against them this season. So it's not a super high bar, and he's their lead back. So I do like that one for Freeman. What else we got here? Sammy Watkins over 2.5 catches. Look, I mean, you look at his game so far this season, there were two games where, you know, one, he got injured and then he came back a few weeks later and was limited. If you forget about those, since he didn't play the full game, he's gotten to three catches in six of his seven full games this season, right? So now he's playing the Browns. Didn't run many routes when they played 2 weeks ago, but generally does run about 28, 29 routes a game. So this one I like because it's plus 150. You're getting a really nice return on it. So I like the over 2.5 catches here for Sammy Watkins. And then one more I'll throw at you here. Baker Mayfield over 30.5 pass attempts. We're getting this one at even money. Again, this was my favorite bet 2 weeks ago when these teams played. It was 27 and a half. It was easy. It was an easy over, and he crushed it. He had, I think it was, what do you have, 41? I think he had 41 pass attempts in that game. Or 37. He had 37 pass attempts, so almost, roughly 10 above the line in that game. You know, he's averaging 28.4 a game this season, but he's gotten to 31 and 5 of 11. It's more like a 50-50 proposition. But again, the Ravens really good against the run. People don't run against them. They attack through the air, and that's what I expect Cleveland to do. You know, there's been some chatter they're going to try to feature the run game. I get that, but that's just not really how you attack this Ravens defense. If they come out doing that, they're just playing right into Baltimore's hands. So the Ravens, by the way, Anita, 31 or more pass attempts facing 10 of a 12 games this season. No one's been under 28. So I think there's a pretty good chance Baker gets to this mark, barring an early lead by Cleveland where they're just ahead throughout the game. If that doesn't happen, I think Baker gets there.
All right, New Orleans and the Jets. You know me, I'm a huge Taysom Hill fan. So over 54 and a half rushing yards. Also, I like any time touchdown at plus 150. Put up, obviously, as we know, over 100 rushing yards last week. Obviously, that's what he does best. The Jets' rushing defense is quite awful. And with Deontay Harris now suspended, needs some warm bodies to throw to. Traquan Smith over 18 and a half receiving yards. Again, that number seems very pedestrian to me. You can get that at minus 110. What's your prop bet in this game?
Yep. I'm going to Taysom Hill over 1.5 passing touchdowns. Look, he's made 5 NFL starts. He has exactly 2 touchdowns in all 5 of those games. And 3 of them were 2 passing touchdown games. So, and that, by the way, includes last week against the Dallas Cowboys, a game that he threw 4 interceptions and still had a pair of passing touchdowns and over 100 rushing yards. And the other part of this is the Jets. They've allowed at least 2 passing touchdowns in 8 consecutive games. So it's a terrific matchup, and we're getting this one at plus 165, so like it a lot.
Atlanta and the Carolina Panthers, they're coming off of a bye. They've got a new offensive coordinator. Reason why I'm told the other one was fired was because they weren't running the ball enough. Okay, give me Cam Newton anytime touchdown at plus 150. Also, I like Hubbard, who now obviously is the lead back in that backfield with no C-Mac. Over 64 and a half rushing yards at minus 115. What you got?
Yeah, Matt Ryan, yes, to throw an interception. We're getting this one at plus money. He has at least 1 in 5 of his last 7 games. And he's actually been pretty conservative this year, but he's in the 70th percentile in interception rate. So the Panthers, decent secondary, not a ton of picks this year, but they're just getting healthier in the secondary as they add. I know Jackson's out, but they brought in Stephon Gilmore and he's playing more and more. So like that at plus money. And this one I just came across, so nothing in depth at the moment, but Cordarrelle Patterson under 13 and a half carries. It's just not a mark he has hit very often this season. So at even money in this game, I think under is the strongest play.
Jacksonville and the Tennessee Titans, sneaky good play here. Laquon Treadwell has become the wide receiver of choice for Trevor Lawrence. He's playing 90% of the snaps, running routes on over 70% of the dropbacks. He's averaging 6 targets per game in the last two games. So I like Tennessee. They're giving up 8 yards per target to opposing wide receivers. So Treadwell over 33 and a half receiving yards. I think this is a sneaky good prop bet right here.
Yeah, very interesting. Who would have thought in 2021 Laquon Treadwell would be a feature target for an NFL team? But here we are, Anita. I think the other quarterback in this game, Ryan Tannehill, throws an interception, or at least I like it, at plus money. Look, he has 13 picks in 12 games. He has at least 1 in 8 of the games, including 6 of his last 7. The interceptions have gone up a little bit since Derrick Henry has gone down. It's not, he didn't throw many picks last year, but throughout his career, he has thrown them quite a bit. He's been near the top of the league in interception rate. So, I just like it because it's plus 140. I'm at my projection comes in at 0.8, right? So it's not a huge gap here. Jacksonville doesn't intercept a lot of passes. I get it. But anytime I see a plus money bet like this on a guy that's thrown a lot, I'm going to dive into that one.
All right. Last but not least, I've got a few prop bets out there in games that I know you don't have plays in, but I'm going to tee them up for you. And maybe there's one or two that you really like. I'd love to get your feedback on Dallas and Washington. I'm going Taylor Heinicke over 22 and a half rushing yards. I'm also going Terry McLaurin over 62 and a half receiving yards. You've got Dallas, believe it or not, their secondary, they're giving up over 14 yards per catch to opposing wide receivers. Yeah, you heard that properly. 14 yards per catch. So Terry McLaurin over 62.5 receiving yards. The Giants and the Chargers, no prop bets out here because there's so many question marks in regard to injuries and in the COVID situation that has hit the Chargers. But I'm looking at some of the prop bets for Austin Eckler and Saquon Barkley. I think they're both going to do well on Sunday. And last but not least, the San Francisco 49ers against the Cincinnati Bengals. I think George Kittle, his prop bet has not hit yet, but I'm curious when it does come out. The Bengals expect to be without Logan Wilson. So the middle of the field, which is his wheelhouse, is going to be all his for the taking. So I do like the over with George Kittle in regard to receptions and receiving yards. Again, that prop bet hasn't come out yet.
Yeah, so we'll keep an eye on those lines for sure. I tend to agree on McLaurin. You know, I don't think he'll be shadowed by Trevon Diggs. And even if he is, Diggs is a playmaker, but he does allow tons in terms of yardage. So I'm not too worried about that. So, yeah, like it. I'll add two on here as well. Patrick Mahomes. I'm looking at the Chiefs game here. Patrick Mahomes over 36.5 pass attempts. You can get this one pretty close to even money, right? I'm at 40.7 on my projection here, so I like the over. He blew by this number in the first meeting with the Raiders. And you know what? Though I think Kansas City could have a very productive offensive game, they haven't been scoring a lot lately. And Harrison Butker has fallen short of 3 extra points quite often over their last 5 or 6 games. So you can get under 2.5 made extra points of plus 140, you know. And by the way, it doesn't mean if they score 3 touchdowns, he's going to get 3 extra points. He could miss one. They could go for 2 here or there. So getting this at plus 140 is interesting to me.
Great stuff as always, Mike. I appreciate you. I love doing this podcast with you and hopefully our listeners do as well. I know it's longer than 10 minutes, but do us a favor. Please don't forget to rate, review, follow us. If you enjoy the show, it helps us out tremendously. And good luck in week 14. We're with you each and every Friday, getting you ready for the slate of games each and every week. So we'll talk to you next week. Good luck.